Innovative Greek filmmaker Yorgos Lanthimos reinvents the British period drama with the film The Favourite. It is set in the early 18th century, but although the story is based on historical personalities and events, their characters and personal relationships are artistically reimagined. The movie centres on Anne, Queen of Great Britain and Ireland from 1702 until her death in 1714, and uses her life to tell a tale of love and the pursuit of power. British actor Olivia Colman won Best Actress Oscar for the leading role, and the film also features brilliant performances by Rachel Weisz as Sarah, Duchess of Marlborough, and Emma Stone as Abigail Masham, her cousin and rival for the Queen's attention. It was filmed at the 17th century stately home Hatfield House in Hertfordshire and at the 16th century Hampton Court Palace in London. And Lanthimos worked with two screenwriters for 8 years to produce a script. His aim was to tell a story of three complex women that still seems relevant today, as the director explained.
I was just immediately intrigued by this story and the fact that it was three women that at some point in time had such power. But then we invent a lot of things in order to construct the film in a way that was relevant, no matter what the period was. It's relevant to today as well. This film is not extremely loyal, historically speaking. We were inspired by these people and various events.
Rachel Weisz was nominated for an Oscar for her supporting performance. She delighted in the diversity of the script. She talked about the way Lanthimos put the film together to visually and emotionally amaze and disconcert audiences.
The script had tonal shifts in the way that the film does. So at moments it was historical drama, very seriously so. At moments it was absurd. At moments it was very funny and ridiculous. Other moments it was a love story. It was heartbreaking. But I couldn't have imagined them as Yorgos Lanthimos finally painted them. He makes a real cocktail of things. And if it's earnest and people are bearing their heart, he'll very quickly undercut that with some humour. So you're never completely safe in some comfortable zone. You're always going to be swept along to something else.
American actor Emma Stone gives a convincing performance as a British character in the film. She spoke about what an incredible opportunity it was to film in historic locations.
As the only American in the cast, this wasn't part of my history. I hadn't done a historical period drama before. It was really special to be in Hatfield House, to be wearing these incredible costumes. It was gorgeous to look up and see that gold ceiling and know that Queen Anne's actual throne was sitting in one of the rooms.
Olivia Colman plays Queen Anne as an outrageous yet deeply tragic figure who suffers from a painful condition called gout and keeps pet rabbits to represent each of her 17 failed pregnancies and dead children. She talked about how the way each scene was set to reflect the women's relationship.
That was just so exciting that these three women are the ones in charge, manipulating each other and pulling the strings. The art department were incredible. When Sarah's looking after the Queen, all of the snacks in the room are very healthy. There's nuts and dried fruit. And when Abigail's looking after her, there's cake and sugared things and hot chocolate. Anyone who's a bit of a film nerd will notice which one's the right one to be looking after the Queen.
Rather than explore the motivations of the characters, Lanthimos focused on building confidence between his actors and then placed them immediately in their roles. As Weisz explained, this spontaneous method helped the authenticity of their performances.
He has a very distinctive cinematic language. It's not something that he talks about or analyzes. He doesn't talk to you about your motivation or your psychology ever, but he directs you meticulously. So it's a very unusual process. He thinks that when actors become aware of what it is they're doing, it loses its spontaneity. And I think he's probably right.
From the use of a fisheye lens to create expansive, distorted views to unusual close-ups, the filming of The Favourite is highly innovative. Stone spoke about the way silences were used as effectively as dialogue.
It was fascinating to watch the way that he was shooting it. It was very interesting to see what angles he was choosing on each character, how we were all shot a little bit differently. I noticed him getting really close up to my face and doing shots in scenes where I didn't say anything. That was pretty entrancing on set, just watching that process.